I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A former legislative aide has filed a sexual harassment complaint against Republican State Senator Randy Baumgardner for inappropriately touching her. Benta Berkland has more.
The woman alleges Baumgardner slapped and grabbed her buttocks about four times during the 2016 legislative session. The formal process allows the complaint to remain private, which she wants out of fear of retribution. She says she came forward after we reported allegations from intern Megan Creedon about uncomfortable encounters with Baumgardner, also in 2016. Creedon says Baumgardner often pressured her to drink with him alone in his office, even though she didn't know him. When asked about the formal complaint, Baumgardner said he couldn't comment on specifics because the process is confidential. He added that he trusts it will allow the facts to be thoroughly investigated and all sides to be heard. He asked that the public not allow the media to be the final word on such matters. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
An internal investigation says an Air Force Academy office that was supposed to help sexual assault victims was crippled by infighting, poor management, rumors, and shoddy record keeping. The investigation concluded the director of the office should be fired, but she has resigned. Flags were lowered around Colorado today to honor a Green Beret from Fort Carson killed in Afghanistan earlier this month. A funeral service was held for 33-year-old Sergeant Stephen B. Cribben in Colorado Springs, followed by a procession to Fort Logan National Cemetery in Denver. Pentagon says the Wyoming native died November 4th after being wounded in combat in the eastern Logar province. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.